You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I feel like everybody on the planet, and yes, everybody, has a go-to brag. Something that they can kind of hang their hat on, like the one special moment in their life that they can brag about.
Okay.
So, like, say you're at a party, you know, you don't really know a lot of people, and you're in that awkward, like, circle, and everyone's holding a drink, and, you know, you're kind of making small talk. You don't have really anything else to talk about, and you're like, ho-ho! But this one time, blank, you know, I traveled somewhere, or I did something. This came about because Chris, Traffic Diva Chris, was having some work done at her house. A plumber was there or something. You know, just your average, everyday plumber. But he kept bringing up that he was run over by a garbage truck. That was his go-to brag.
Which really doesn't make any sense.
What? Why? Oh, that conversation came up about...
No, it doesn't make sense that would be your go-to brag.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not
That's
kidding.
That's a great brag.
No, what does it say?
I was run over by a garbage truck and I survived and lived to tell about it?
My point is, what kind of moron do you have to be run over by a garbage truck?
They beep like when they back up.
They're
right?
Huge, they're loud, they beep when they back
How
up.
How does that happen?
If you get run over by a garbage
you're
truck,
kind of an idiot.
I'm not impressed.
Right.
I'm like,
I
you couldn't
see
get
where
out
you're going.
You couldn't get out of the way of a garbage truck?
I mean, they are fairly slow in the neighborhood. You could like step to the left.
I mean, if you're crossing the street downtown and you get run over by a Maserati, I understand.
You get it.
Right. It was going probably 89
miles
an hour.
They smell. They beep.
There's flies. I mean, it's like...
No! You got like 5 minutes to get out of the way.
So, if that's his brag, I probably in the
so maybe that was a bad example.
At the party, I might not have gotten along with him because you know me, I would have said something.
You would have said this whole thing.
I would have said, "Excuse me,
sir, you're an idiot.
Why didn't you just step out of the way?"
That's so funny, man. That is so good. All right, so maybe that's a bad example.
I got run over by a snail.
Right, right. Okay, so that's...
A tortoise plowed me over. This one time,
good.
I got trapped in a glacier. It came and it enveloped me.
I was standing there for like 2 years.
It was a mile high, and it moved at one millimeter per year,
right.
And it ran me over.
Screw that guy then. Never mind.
Are we done with this conversation?
To rattle off, to trending. Let's be done with this.
I'm sorry.
Well, you kind of see what I'm saying, right?
If that guy is listening, I'm sorry.
Dude.
Got
yeah.
run over by a slow-moving, large, loud vehicle.
Smell it coming, man.
I know. Here comes probably a phone call. Dom, I was run over by a garbage truck also. They were moving quite fast.
Okay.
Really?
All right. We get it.
Okay.
So,
what's your go-to
anyway,
brag?
Well, I've talked about it 1,000 times. No cavities, I would say.
That is
probably
your brag.
Pushing 40 here. No cavities. So
no,
that would
yours.
Be my like, hey, guys, did you know I have no cavities?
One that you got sick of me talking about is when you mentioned a travel thing. I used to do a brag about going to Machu Picchu.
That's a good one.
And how I was alone in Machu Picchu as the sun came up one morning. I had it all to myself.
It's a powerful moment.
And I sat on a wall by myself. I watched the sun come up. I became one with the universe.
That's a good brag.
That's my go-to brag.
That's really good. Oh, it's better than my stupid cavities.
Although, I'm going back in to get this one right here drilled in about 2 weeks, so I'm a little jealous of her.
So anyway, everybody has one. What's your go-to brag?
Call us and tell us what it is so that we can be impressed. Now, we might have scared everybody off.
Dom won't be, but...
Hey, I set the bar pretty high. Yeah. Hi, Gina. What's your go-to brag?
When I was in college, I was on The Price is Right with Bob Barker.
Hey, Bob Barker.
Hey.
That's cool.
Wow.
There you go.
How'd you do?
Well, they called my name, and then I came on down, and I actually won my prize to get up on stage, and then I lost my little game, but I got to spin the wheel.
What was the game? Plinko?
No, it was one of those goofy pricing games where it's like price a grocery. I was 18. I don't know what groceries cost. So I didn't do so good, but I got to spin the big wheel, and that was exciting.
Oh, that's a great brag.
Neat.
You'll have that brag the rest of your life.
Yeah, 20 years later.
Go have a great day. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks.
All right. Next up is Laura. Good morning, Laura. I'm glad you called.
Good morning.
So what do you have for us? What's your go-to brag?
I was a lawyer on Better Call Saul.
No way. I love that show.
How did you do that?
I went down there to take a tour for Breaking Bad and kind of was asking around how you get on those kind of shows and got on. I'm actually going back Friday to film a little bit more.
Really?
Did you get to meet Bob Odenkirk, Saul?
I sure did.
He seems like a cool guy.
All 5'9" of him.
All 5'9" of him? He's tiny, huh?
I like him, though. He's fun.
He's a great actor. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very professional. So do you have other acting credits to your name?
I do. I did The Night Shift and the show Graves. Not as well known as Better Call Saul, but
yeah,
good for you. Well,
very
that's
cool.
Impressive. You impressed us. Go
Thank
have a fun
much.
Day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye bye.
Bye.
Wow. When's is that show back on?
Soon, I think. They just released a bunch on Netflix.
Here's hi, Emily.
Welcome. Okay, Emily.
Hi. How's it going?
She's getting all choked up on us there. What's your go-to? What's your go-to brag?
I got kicked in the face by a zebra.
We awesome. Might have a winner.
Winner!
We might have a winner right
in the face. So how did that
Not
happen?
My proudest moment.
How did it happen?
I'm an animal trainer and keeper, and I was working with a zebra who's not the biggest fan of me, and she just kind of had it with me and turned quicker than I could be ready for and gave me a nice boot to the nose.
Did you break anything?
Not broken, but permanent sinus damage, thanks to her.
Oh man. Did you get, like, surgery to get that?
Her name was Spot.
Spot.
That's funny. Pretty funny. That's really good.
That's funny.
Well, you're the leader in the clubhouse right now, so thank you for calling, okay, Emily?
Absolutely. I'm enjoying the stories.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's really...
I don't want that to happen, ever.
Permanent sinus damage. Who's next? Lori. Hey, Lori, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
What's your go-to brag for us?
So far I have run a half marathon or longer in 47 states.
How many states?
47.
You've run a half marathon or more in 47 of the 50. What are the three you got left?
So I have New Jersey, which is next Sunday, and then Massachusetts in May, and then Hawaii is last in June.
I like the way you're closing it out, Lori. I like you finishing in Hawaii so you can hang out there for
just
a while.
Just rest your feet on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Your poor
feet.
Exactly.
We're doing 16 days there, and it's going to be fabulous.
That's pretty darn cool.
That's
Lori.
A hell of a brag right there.
It's a really good one.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
What's your average time on a half?
I'm usually right around 145 to 150.
Wow.
Is that good?
That's good.
Yeah. Normal.
How are your knees feeling?
My knees are great. I've been really lucky and no injuries so far. Knock on
wood. Good.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
32.
Wow. To get them all done by 32.
It's pretty darn impressive, Lori.
Listen, safe travels to you. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I can barely run up the stairs at my house.
Yeah, it's like I've got all these. I used to be a big-time runner, and it's my feet now. It's just like, oh, so much pain. Who's next? Hello, Irene. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I love listening to you every morning as I drive to work.
Oh, you're super nice. Thank you.
Stop some more. What's your go-to brag?
Well, I don't know if I bring it up all that often, but I was a college professor at age 22.
Look at you, smarty
smell
pants.
You.
Wow.
What was the subject that you were teaching?
I taught business. I taught
business.
At the business school at the University of Manitoba in Canada. Go Winnipeg Jets.
You hoser.
They're the best.
We'll have a little Tuborg in your honor. How's that?
Okay, that'd be great.
And some back bacon.
Ugh.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thank you for listening every day. We really appreciate that.
A Irene. Plus for you, Irene.
Hey, see what you did there? These people are good. Next is Leah. Good morning, Leah. What's your go-to brag?
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
I am in the video for Pour Some Sugar on Me for Def Leppard.
No!
How is that possible?
Only one of the greatest songs of all time.
Exactly. They filmed it here in Denver at Mile High Stadium.
Oh, so you're like in the crowd somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
that's
part of
me.
I'm in the second row, but I'm actually in the video.
So if we pull up the video,
I'm watching it right
and
now.
Watch
actually.
It.
McNichols.
How do
it's
you
at McNichols, at not Mc, Mile High
at McNichols Arena? And
yes.
What do you look like in the second row so we can spot you?
I have dark hair.
Yeah.
And it's short, feathered back, of course.
What color shirt or whatever?
It's a brunette, and my friend is a blonde.
What color shirt are you wearing?
Oh, what color is shirt?
Is it light? I have the video up right now. I'm like looking at the crowd.
God, I don't even.
Is it like
remember.
More of like a pink?
This
white?
Is your go-to brag. You're supposed to know, be able to describe yourself.
Like, hey, this was a long time ago, man.
It was like 30 years ago.
Now.
Yeah.
No, there is a girl. There's a girl right in front of us that has like blonde hair.
Okay,
and a white shirt on.
All right, look for the brunette behind her, Jeremy.
All
and
right.
That's
exactly.
Leah.
There you are.
Yes.
I see you.
Oh, my God, you took your top off. What are you doing? What
nice.
Are you doing?
You look good.
Oh, you are delightful. Go have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye. Bye.
You got to admit, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good brag.
All right, who's next? It's Julie. Good morning, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what's your go-to brag?
Well, here's the thing. I have one, but my husband always upstages me with his.
Okay.
So what I call his are dropping the H-bomb. And he was a helicopter pilot in the Army. He flew Black Hawk helicopters, and he got his MBA from Harvard Business School.
Oh,
and he makes sure everybody learns that.
Well, yes.
How can you even stand to live with him?
I know. It's rough.
Like, every time you get in a fight, he's like, whoa, 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 you know I flew helicopters, right?
Right, and I have an MBA from
the house.
And I'm Ivy League educated.
This guy has a bumper sticker on his car. I flew helicopters.
Mm-hmm. Ask me
like,
about my...
Anything I say is pale by comparison.
Right.
Does he have a bumper sticker that says, ask me about my rotors?
No, but I should totally make him one.
You get him a bumper sticker that says, my other vehicle is a Blackhawk.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I'm an idea man.
It's really good.
Come on, Julie. I'm an idea man.
I like it.
Go have a great day, okay?
Bye, Julie.
Thank you.
Do we have time for
cool.
We're really
one more. Let's
we've
do one
run
more.
Late, but I want to take Judy's call. Hello, Judy, Judy, Judy.
Good morning.
So what's your go-to brag?
So my go-to brag is I won $20,000 on a scratch ticket in 1997.
No way. Did you blow it?
It was really cool because the scratch ticket was called Spin and Win. So I won a spin, and it was the first year that they had the Rockies. They just built the Rockies place, and they had we got to go in on the whole – what is that, the
like
banquet
tour?
Level? Or
yeah, the club
yeah,
level.
And then they had the club level, yeah. And they had a big wheel, and there was like 14 of us that got to spin this big wheel to decide how much money we got. And it was really cool.
$20,000. What'd you get after taxes?
$13,200.
Did you blow
spin
it?
Yeah, did you blow it?
No, actually, we redid our townhouse. We got hardwood floors. We got brand new furniture. We had hand-me-down everything because it was our first home. And
aww.
So we got brand new everything, and it was awesome.
That's cool.
I'm glad you called us. You go have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Hi, Judy.
Bye-bye. My favorite part of her story was that place where the Rockies play.
She totally sounded like me talking about sports. You know, that brick building
that
down there.
Place over down in Lodo.
They
whatever.
Run around.
Yeah, they hit
things,
the ball and then.
The grass.
I love that.